This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today all across the country, and our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said it's cloudy up there?
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of rain.
Well, we've got a couple of days, it looks like, before we can forget about the rain until that system that's up there in the northeastern Gulf moves away as it develops into whatever it's going to become. But it's going to, thank goodness, move away from us. However, I-10, you're going to have a problem all the way across to Texas with the sporadic heavy rain they're going to have. Now, Iran is on my mind at the moment. Iran reached the limit, self-imposed limit, put on by the 2015 agreement. Now, I'm under the impression, Denise, and correct me if I'm wrong, they probably passed that limit a while ago since nobody can confirm what they've been doing.
Well, that's precisely right. I would suggest that they have probably been beyond their stockpile limitations in their inventory and enrichment. And this is not just some recent thing that they're out there bragging about. But the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that they are in beyond these limitations. But that's not necessarily because the IAEA has been able to do inspections. You remember, Iran will allow whatever inspectors to come in and look at specific sites, but they won't allow full inspections, otherwise known as PMCs, which I think were some kind of military sites. I forget what PMC stands for. But anyway.
Right.
So we are where we are. Now, the pressure is not on the United States anymore. And if you notice, the Iran's words are really not geared to the United States. Now they're geared towards France, Germany, and Britain,
mm-hmm.
because they are still the signatories, and those three countries still want to do business with Iran because it's very lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really being very hypocritical about the whole thing because they're in violations. And so the United States is saying to Europe, hey, what are you doing here? And France and Britain, let's see, I think that's right. France and Britain are two countries that have nuclear weapons.
Right.
But I don't think they have the defense system.
Mm.
And I think that part, and this is just conjecture on my side, that Iran they don't want to hear the threats. Britain and France don't want to hear the threats from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
because I don't think they have a full-blown defense system, and they would have to rely on the United States. So I think that is part and parcel of why, what they're necessarily thinking in the background of why they're necessarily staying into some kind of back-channel stuff with Iran.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you. And where do we go from here? We're hearing Benjamin Netanyahu saying, bring back the 5+1.
Which is us.
Yeah.
And what he's essentially saying, and this is really, that's a gesture. I don't know that he fully means it. But it's just a gesture that says, hey, you signatories to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action all get together and just do a new nuclear deal. Well, you know that that's not going to happen because whatever a new nuclear deal, version 2, would be much tougher than version 1.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, under version 1, they could do a lot of things that we otherwise would never have accepted that Barack Obama and John Kerry did.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly those are military warheads.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. They can do missiles, which they're doing, and they're continuing to funding terrorism. And all those things were not part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
No, and they're still finding a way. And by the way, they're claiming that the ship that was taken into custody into port, the Straits of Gibraltar, there in Spain, along with the help of a British warship, they're claiming that that ship had a cargo that was not going to Syria.
Well, they can claim stuff, you know, that kind of stuff all day long. But, you know, there's so many ways that we can track shipments and manifests. A lot of times they are financed, they're insured, and we can check all those documents. So, you know, Iran lies as much as Russia does.
Now, you notice I didn't say they didn't disavow the fact that it was their cargo that was on there, their oil. See, they tried to say, well, it's not going to Syria, but it's our oil. Well, okay, well, whatever. So just to wrap this up before we have to go to break here, I don't think anything is going to be done about this. I think they're all going to be blowing smoke and hollering, they did this and they did that,
well,
and pointing fingers.
Well, pretty much. And what we're going to do, I mean, the United States always has a military response. You know, Trump kind of kiboshed that last one because of the drone.
Yep.
So we're practicing asymmetric warfare now.
All righty, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Folks, don't go anywhere. Denise,
you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. By the way, I'm going to be doing some events with the USCCA, and I'm probably going to be using a gun range and or gun shop here in the Tampa Bay area, and they've got two or three locations you'll be able to come around, and we're going to move this around starting in the not-too-distant future. We're going to have the Come Shoot with the Captain events like we did before, and that was very successful, and we're going to do a little shooting, and I just bought me a new little Beretta the other day, really a nice gun, and I'm telling you, can't wait to get it back out on a range and fire more than the five shots they let me to see if I wanted to buy it. All right, Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com. You ever had a Beretta?
I don't believe so.
Well, it's a pretty neat little gun, and if we do one of those shooting events, we had you at one of them, remember?
Yeah, I do.
You shot the paper all to pieces, so I'd let you use that little Beretta. It's a small, very easily concealable weapon, so accurate. Boy, is it accurate. It's a 380. And very accurate, and I really like it. So I made the right call on that one. Now, got to talk about the latest entrant into the political race for two reasons. We were just talking about warfare and missiles and this, that, and the other. And we have a Democratic candidate, a billionaire by the name of Tom Steyer, who says our war is over climate change.
That's really all that Tom Steyer is about. He's an anti-fossil fuel activist, and he's been that for quite some time.
Years.
But the hypocrisy is that he, when he had a hedge fund, which I think he sold, the wealth of the hedge fund and him came from oil and gas investments, including coal.
Correct.
So there's the hypocrisy with it all. He's going to be all about the environment, every single bit of it. And prior to his jumping into the race yesterday, he was, you know, certainly giving donations, campaign donations to any candidate. Didn't matter
Correct.
If they were running for House or Senate or whatever.
Correct.
That had some kind of environmental climate change mission in their own mission statement. So he's all about green energy. He apparently drives a hybrid himself. You know, but then again, he was educated at Stanford and lives in San Francisco. So do we.
Now,
there you go.
Now, he's also a very large benefactor and has been for a number of years to current Senator Kamala Harris, who's also running for president. Is he, well, I know he's in there to win it, and he's got all kinds of money, and he's just going to saturate the airwaves with television, newspaper ads for sure. I saw his 3.5-minute opening video about introducing himself, and at the end he goes, "I'm Tom Steyer, and that's why I'm running for president." And he talked about, again, the country being a democracy, not founded in the forms of the way we did as a republic, but a democracy, and he talked all about the socialist line when he threw the stuff in there that he was talking about.
Well, look, I believe the one to watch in this race prior to Tom Steyer, because now he has the wealth to buy his way all the way to D.C.
You betcha.
But Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are coming out against him already.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his wealth. I mean, I think it was Bernie Sanders that said something like, you know, billionaires have no place in politics because their money kind of gets in the way of real issues.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, it was Bernie Sanders that had also, and Elizabeth Warren both, that I think had signed off on Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal or
yes.
New Deal, whatever the heck it was. But
yes.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Now, my Kamala Harris, I've tried to say this many times, and I'll say it certainly again, is that her campaign lawyer is Mark Elias. Mark Elias works at Perk & Coie,
yep.
Which is the law firm. The law firm was hired by the DNC, by the Obama campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones that then turned around and hired Fusion GPS and mm-hmm. hired Christopher Steele that gave us the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Elias is Kamala Harris's campaign lawyer.
Which tells me and you both, I think, that Team Obama is squarely behind Senator Kamala Harris.
I don't think we can dismiss that as being a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But it kind of goes a little bit further because Kamala's sister is known as Maya. Well, Maya is a political analyst, by the way, for MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an interesting husband. Kamala's brother-in-law is Tony West.
Yeah.
Who is Tony West? Well, he happened to work for none other than Eric Holder in the Justice Department.
Yep.
So I can just tell you that if you want to talk about draining the swamp, there's a swamp right there.
Yeah, and by the way,
the Justice Department.
And by the way, Tom Steyer's part of that swamp. He helped create it by giving the money to the people to run.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. I mean, there's your swamp. And I wish people would necessarily do some research to understand all this. Now, Maya, she was vice president for democracy rights and justice at the Ford Foundation. Before that, and she was also at the ACLU. So do you see, there's mm-hmm. your other part of the swamp that, you know, that's happening right before us.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of swamp, I want you to hear this and hold on to your seat. An egregious mistake was made after September 11th, 2001, with the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, and it should be abolished immediately, according to AOC.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go again.
Was she alive when...
No. Well, she might have been. She wasn't tending bar, though. She wouldn't have been old enough to drink, right? She might have been, what, 4 or 5 years old at the time. These people, they are absolutely coming out of the woodwork. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No,
they think they do. They think they do.
Yeah, no argument for me. It says we're right there.
By the way, the press and other members of Congress are going to be invited to come along and take a tour of the 4 or 5 detention centers along the border from El Paso, Texas, all the way over to California. They're going to be allowed to go inside, take the pictures they want, so they don't keep putting these file pictures up from the Obama administration, making it look like it's Donald Trump keeping them in these conditions where they're sleeping on the floor with basically tinfoil over them, those space-age blankets. Our acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan has said that there is adequate food and water at these facilities, and the facility is also cleaned once a day by, get this, a professional cleaning crew.
Okay.
I mean, good God. Oh, and by the way, we should also mention, remember busing came up in the debate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kamala Harris is making that a campaign issue now, saying that busing,
yeah.
No. School choice, yes. People should have a choice on where they send the kids to school.
Yeah, but now, true, but they also want to get rid of charter schools.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons that the educational system has finally gotten a little better in this country, because guess what? They're actually teaching the kids something there, and they're learning because they're not under this government-controlled curriculum where they have to do, and by the way, there's a lot of history that's been changed in these history books. I keep seeing some of the books from time to time. I've got people telling me about the kids and about what they're being told based on what they were taught, and it's not the same thing. They're deleting whole sections of information. It's not pretty.
Well, we could go on weeks and weeks and weeks with radio shows talking about it, the education system.
Yeah, and by the way, Senator Bennett from Colorado says the symbol of the U.S. is the Statue of Liberty, not Trump's pathetic attempt to build the wall.
Okay.
But when we had the Statue of Liberty, when the people would come into the harbor before they would get off the boat to go to be checked and vetted and this, that, and the other, they weren't just being allowed to come into the country ad limitum, were they?
There you go. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon. Thanks a lot, Denise. All right. We appreciate her very much. And we're going to go to our bottom of the hour news and weather and all that good stuff with your stations identify themselves. And then we'll be back with our next military veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are calls for the Labor Secretary to step down in connection with his role in the 2008 plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. At that time, Secretary Alex Acosta was a federal prosecutor for Miami. He's accused of cutting victims out of the negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Acosta should resign.
He should step down, and the president should call him out. The president was aware of this case when he nominated him for the cabinet.
But the president says he didn't know about it.
I have to look at it very carefully, but you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points. The S&P 500 up 4, and the NASDAQ up 43. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this hour's edition of your military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, I met a couple of students yesterday from the National Aviation Academy over at the gun range I was at, where I was demonstrating the weapon that I bought with a USCC instructor that was over there with me. We were having a little shootout, if you will, to determine what it was we were going to use for our next event. So there you go. Now, this is more information right here about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that a larger number of young people coming out of high school these days are not going off to college because you've gone to a technical school to learn a trade. And at best, you're starting out at the journeyman level, the lower level. You might be getting $8 or $10 or maybe even $12 an hour to get started. But you're learning as you go. You're starting out at the lower end, and then you work your way up the line. Now, let me make a suggestion to you that will make more money for you than a college degree or that technical school at high school right off the bat. Because you can come out of high school, and you can attend a 14-month school
National Aviation Academy. Learn a trade to become an aviation maintenance tech, and I guarantee you, you will start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year anywhere in the United States as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, can you make more? Absolutely. Can you make more overseas? Absolutely. You want to go to work overseas? You apply once you get your certification to go to work for a military or a private contractor that works overseas in one of these foreign countries, and it is not uncommon to wind up with a six-figure salary. You can do that 14 months after you come out of high school. It's all possible. Now, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, take the tour. Schedule the tour to come and see what their two facilities are like. The one in Concord, Massachusetts, where they're enlarging the campus just outside Boston, and the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area, where they've already got a thriving campus. And they are going to have day and night classes up in Concord, Mass., where they've currently had just daytime classes starting in the fall. And in Clearwater, of course, they have the day and the night classes. Now, you can also call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour, and then also tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide slap open for you. All right. The Army is getting a bigger barrel for one of the artillery pieces that is well known in the Army, the Paladin. Now, the head of the Army's effort to exchange ranges of everything from howitzers to strategic missiles said that recent testing showing adding 6 feet to the howitzer cannon did not affect mobility and that the piece can still operate in dense urban terrain. So, you guys and gals that are operating the Paladin, get ready. Going to have a longer cannon to fire out of. Now, a veteran of the 75th Ranger Regiment will be making his way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to take over as the senior enlisted leader for the secretive Joint Special Operations Command. It's so secret that we don't know who it is just yet. But an Army Ranger, first ID soldier, was tapped as the senior enlisted leader for the JSOC, for JSOC. By the way, you want to read about large-scale combat operations against a regional peer adversary, but lack the time to sit down and crack a weighty book and read the whole thing? Guess what? They got audiobooks now. Yep, you can listen. The Army is publishing new field manual audiobooks versus having to sit down and read a book, so maybe more people will pay attention to the field manual, huh? Also, U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers have completed the first irregular and unconventional warfare training itineration for members of the Polish Territorial Defense Forces and Latvian military as part of a Ridge Runner program in West Virginia. That's where they're training in West Virginia. Polish and Latvian troops are here in the U.S. for that. Now, the VR goggles and an Amazon-like recruiting website inside the Next Generation rebrand of the U.S. Army. The Army's been taking a new year, new me to the next level as they continue to modernize and move things along. By the way, the Army is also asking Congress to shift $24 million in fiscal year 2018 funding to help pay for a demonstration of a hit-to-kill munition critical to its long-range cannon program, according to a reprogramming request dated June 25th and sent to Capitol Hill. A lot of times you can convince the enemy on the battlefield without having to send troops in right away by long-range artillery to give up or to certainly abandon their positions. Also, a junior sailor assigned to the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln has pled guilty at a court-martial to pointing a loaded firearm at a fellow sailor on board the USS Abraham Lincoln. Wow. And here I used to think that stuff only went on submarines. No, I'm just kidding. But there you go. Now, the Navy has got a time crunch going on right now with the retirement of Admiral Moran. They now need to find a replacement a new nominee for the Chief of Naval Operations, and they got 3 weeks to do it, as the Senate has a long list of defense nominees to consider, including the top two positions in the Pentagon, and a five-week recess coming up in early August so they can go politicking back at home. What's going to happen? Don't know. Now, the Mark VI patrol boat, known as the Riverine, bristles with a bunch of heavy automatic weapons on it, and that's the way its crews like it. There's going to be more high-tech and ready-to-lean into great power competition weapons put on some of these Navy Riverines. As if they couldn't get enough on there now, they're about to do more. Oh, remember that private jet that slid off the runway at Jacksonville Naval Air Station in Florida last year? A passenger has entered into a class action suit against that chartered jet that skidded into the river, causing the emergency action. We'll see how that plays out. The Air Force, by the way, Will Roper, the U.S. Air Force's new acquisition executive, wants the service to shift to a more faster, more modern approach for buying software and hardware. They're talking about buying new B-52 engines and the future of battle management. We'll see how that all plays out. And a new commander takes over the Air Force's largest combat wing. Brigadier General Joel Carey assumed responsibility for the Air Force's largest combat air wing from a familiar face, Brigadier General Case Cunningham, the outgoing commander. In addition, the earthquakes out in California have damaged Edwards Air Force Base Plant Number 42 and damages also to Navy's China Lake Base. Airmen at Edwards Air Force Base in California assessed damage at their base before going to help the nearby Naval Weapons System depot at China Lake after two major earthquakes struck about 150 miles north of Los Angeles back last week. We'll see how that works out. The Marine Corps, well, the Corps is continuing to invest heavily in its ground combat troops, and some Marines may be eligible for bonuses and extra kicker payments totaling nearly $90,000. And to that, I say it's about time. You lay your life on the line, they should certainly be paying you adequately for it. And the Coast Guard is calling for some new ships to update their systems after a malware attack. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard recommended that ships update their cybersecurity in the wake of a malware attack on a deep draft vessel in February that significantly degraded its computer system and put the ship out of service for a month. Wow. And if you're in Alaska and you're in the National Guard, you might be out fighting some of the three major wildfires across the state, assisting state and local firefighters. All right, coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn again.
Always American, always conservative, always constitutional, and supporting our firefighters, EMTs, and military who keep us free and safe. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton, located inside Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. Now, I tell you what, you got to get over and try the Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms and try their pot roast sandwich. It's grandma's pot roast, cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. And if you like bacon and you like Applewood bacon stacked high, you got to try their BLT sandwich, too. It's the best I've ever had in a bacon. Oh, man, I am telling you, you got to try this bacon. So get to Mixon Fruit Farms today, and inside, you'll find Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. Skip the line, call ahead. They love the regulars, 941-748-5829. And Thursday, I'll be there at Mixon Groveside Cafe for lunch from 12 noon to 1:30. Look forward to seeing many of you there and shaking hands with a lot of our old friends that we see when we go down there monthly, and our new friends, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Mr. Tom Steyer, the person who is all about climate change, am I right so far?
He's been pushing that agenda for a while.
has come out and announced that he's running as the presidential candidate on the Democratic side of the aisle. But he also, in his 3.5-minute speech, gave a lecture about our democracy in the United States. Now, did I miss something somewhere in school? We are not a democracy. That's not how this country was founded.
Yeah, I love playing that game. If somebody's going to try to pick up a U.S. Constitution, try to find that word in it, it's not there.
No, the word republic is, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, our founders understood that democracies can be quite dangerous, and it can lead to mob rule, and it's things that they had discussed and that they were worried about. They looked at former democracies. They looked to ancient Greece, and they saw that that was an issue. It could be a major problem, and that's why they didn't head in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And, of course, Tom Steyer has been a benefactor, huge sums of money to a lot of candidates. Probably, I would say, every candidate that's running, I can't think of any that he might not have, has gotten money at one time or another from Tom Steyer on the Democratic side.
Huge donor, and he's always been pushing this agenda for a very, very long time. You know, most certainly a one of those guys that always an influence. Pepper. I mean, there's big ones on both sides, but he's one of the biggest ones out there. I do find it fascinating that he's getting involved in this, but I think the reason for him getting involved is kind of to kind of push the agenda and try to focus everybody on climate change. I don't think that the American people are quite honestly that interested in it. I really don't think so. I don't think that that's a winning issue.
Now, I'm going to mention one more thing about Steyer, and then I'm going to move away. He undoubtedly is going to rule the communications roost. He's got more money than God. He's got billions of dollars. He's going to buy television time everywhere. He's going to buy radio time everywhere, or at least try to. He's going to buy newspaper time everywhere, and he's just going to try to make himself just a household name as long as he can, right?
We'll see. I mean, I think that will probably be the case. I'm not, like I said, I'm trying to really figure out what his agenda is.
Well, it's not an American agenda, I don't believe, because he's a socialist.
Yeah, well, listen, I get that, but like I said, what I find fascinating, he might be getting in just to help the others, a candidate or two that he likes, which I think might be possible.
Okay, well, Kamala Harris is the one that, when I did my early research, had benefited the most from the contributions he's given, because she's been right there in California with him, and since her beginning days in politics, he's contributed to every race she's run in.
Wow. I'm curious, there are people like him, he's kind of more out in the open than most, because he gets involved in some of these things than a guy like George Soros or some of the others out there. But he most certainly has his agenda. And I don't know how he's going to go about handling this. I don't know how he's going to plan in regards to getting involved and going after some of the other candidates. It's going to be curious to watch.
Now, let me ask you a question. Antifa, we've been watching what's been going on there, right?
It's a left-wing terrorist organization.
Well, I was going to say, should we not declare Antifa a terrorist organization, domestic terrorist group?
I would.
Well, you're darn right I would.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what they are. I mean, they don't even know what the word fascism means, anti-fascist. They don't even know what it means.
No.
These are, these left-wing loons out there. They're dangerous. Really is. I actually talked about this. It's a really good piece, Matt, the other day by a Chinese woman whose great-grandfather in China had everything taken away from him. He was just a simple farmer.
Mm-hmm.
When they came and they decided that they were trying to give everything away to the people, then they gave it away to the people, and then they took it away from the people and the peasants, and the government ended up taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of conduct that took place and how they went ahead and they talked about fair share to these people and all this nonsense and tore down people that were business owners. And it was an interesting article. She was saying, watch out, America. That's what's going on here in this country right now. And the similarities are striking.
Now, you are the watchdog on Wall Street. Your program, Watchdog on Wall Street, is heard on a number of these stations that we're being heard on right now. And, of course, your website's watchdogonwallstreet.com if they want to find out more about you, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I got to talk about something that I didn't get involved in too greatly yesterday. Have you ever heard of the product called Roundup, which is a weed killer?
Yes.
Roundup is also, the ingredients in Roundup happen to be a lot of what was put into Agent Orange. Remember that product?
Yeah, I know.
Now,
not good.
Now, a jury is now urging a U.S. judge to uphold an $80 million Roundup verdict that was brought down and not trash it to start over or lower it or whatnot, because the product Roundup has now resulted in some of the same problems for the civilians that used it, that got the military who got sprayed with it in the jungles of Vietnam and Southeast Asia handled it as well. And by the way, the Blue Water sailors too on board the ships where they actually were loading the planes with the product.
Yeah, the thing is, right now, Monsanto is such a monster of a company.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, and they're really, really powerful. And this is, again, you get to this point in time where you get these huge companies and the amount of money that they can donate to certain politicians, and it keeps them protected. It's like a protection racket. And it's frightening. It really mm-hmm. is. They're going to continue to fight this. They can. And the funny thing is, it's not even that big of a suit, if you think about it, in terms of the size of Monsanto and what they'd have to pay out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're worried about this kind of being the almost kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, and then, you know, piles and more lawsuits will come down. So, yeah, it is a fascinating case.
Now, you and I have known each other probably for the last 18 or 19 years that I've been on the radio. I think you've been on the radio maybe just a few more months than I have. But we've also lived in the same area down there in Lakewood Ranch in Sarasota County and Manatee County. And when we had a congressman come on board in 2006, we got involved in the campaign, and we said we kind of liked what he had to say, and that was Congressman Vern Buchanan, who went on to become the current congressman down there. He's been congressman ever since 2006. Now, every year, he enters into a balanced budget bill of some sort he brings to try to get it passed in the House. So far, it hasn't happened. What's the problem?
These people in Washington, D.C. want to continue to spend money, both Republicans and Democrats. I was reading the other day, I think it's been the longest stretch of time in our history since we haven't had a constitutional amendment
right.
actually passed, and that's I find that kind of fascinating. That's my dream, is to have a balanced budget amendment. I'm sick and tired of hearing about, you know, debt ceilings and going through debt ceilings that don't really exist, because we always end up going through them. It's a big exercise in futility. And the reality is, you know, this big story today, it's up on Grudge. You know, our deficit right now is 25% higher under Trump and the Republicans, and that's an issue. I mean, there has to be a point in time when we have to stop.
Yeah, and
get this under control. You take a look, Matt, at the amount of money and interest that we're spending on our national debt.
Yep.
Soon it's going to become larger than what it is for our military.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Got to run. Here comes some music.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, and I'll be right back. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.